In the hallway of Peak Preparatory Elementary School near downtown Dallas, the walls display Peak's scores from national tests. There's the Iowa Basics and the Common Formative Assessments. Here, teachers push performance. Peak's primary director, Chris Garcia, says college is the constant focus.
So whatever college their teacher went to, that's what it's named after. So we have the Longhorns, the Aggies, and the Red Raiders in this corner. Every single day when I walk into his classes, I say, good morning, Aggies. Good morning, Longhorns. And then we start talking about our day, about today we talked about persistence. And what does persistence mean? He's never giving up.
Garcia and I walk into a fourth grade class.
Welcome to Peak Academy. My name is Sean Swift, where every second counts.
K through 12 Peak Preparatory opened almost 221 million seconds ago in 2005. Since then, every student has graduated and every student has gone to college. It's the 12th ranked high school in the nation, according to the Washington Post, and the second charter school opened by Uplift Education. The first was North Hills, that opened just 2 years after Texas authorized charter schools in 1995. North Hills ranks 10th in the nation, says Newsweek and the Washington Post. Uplift says it succeeds because 100% graduation and 100% college acceptance is the goal, not 90%, not 95%. As charter schools, Uplift's now 9 campuses are public with some leeway. For example, Uplift CEO Yasmin Bhatia says Uplift doesn't have the same kind of teacher contracts that public schools have, so she can and has fired teachers.
And so if there is a teacher who is not as effective as they can be, and it happens to be in the middle of the year, we can make a change in who their teacher is, where that is not as easy in a traditional ISD.
Bhatia says she's also free from an elected school board.
Our board is a nonprofit organization board. We are able to screen board members to make sure that they are mission aligned, and also our board is structured so that way they are a governing board versus a managing board, and really is an enabler for us.
What's a plus for charter schools counts as a knock against them to David Lee. He's with the Alliance AFT, DISD's largest teacher group.
And I believe in local control, and charters do not answer to any local board or any local elected officials.
Lee says if parents have a problem with an Uplift school that can't be solved by the teacher or director, the only option is to complain to the Texas Education Agency. Lee says that can be daunting. He also says that despite charter schools' open enrollment through a lottery system, charter schools can and do influence who attends. It starts with parents submitting their child's name to get in.
And so our contention is that you are already self-selecting students with involved, motivated parents. Whereas in a traditional public school, they accept all students, regardless of parental involvement or direction at home.
Lee says Uplift also has a student-parent contract. Break it, and the school can dismiss the student. Lee says DISD cannot do that. Public high school teacher Dan Williamson, who used to teach at North Hills, also wonders about students who don't want to pursue college.
I had several students grumbling about that. A friend of mine who has a friend there who's planning on going to the military after he graduates this year, and that this kid, they're giving him a hard time right now because he's not planning on enrolling in college. It costs money to fill out applications, and he's just not interested in it. So,
CEO Bhatia says Uplift has some students like that every year. It might be somebody who just wants to work on cars.
If you want to go into a specific trade, that's great. Would it be helpful for you to have 2 years at a community college so you know how to run the books if one day you have your own auto shop? And so we try to draw those connections for individuals.
Bhatia says there's also nothing like peer pressure, especially when every graduate will announce at the ceremony where he or she will attend college in the fall. Bhatia is aware of those who say Uplift competes with and hurts DISD. After all, most of Uplift's $45 million budget comes from the state through its students. If they weren't enrolled in Uplift, most of those 6,000 students and the funds they bring would be in DISD schools. But Bhatia says Uplift and DISD have a partnership, and both systems, though different, want the best for all students. In the case of charter schools, however, there's only room for a tiny fraction, 3% of DISD's population, to attend. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.